Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians 15 today, verses 50 through 53. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 through 53. Paul says, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. Here Paul reveals something new. He says, let me tell you a mystery. And what we know from looking at the scriptures and other places where this word is used, it refers to something that hadn't been fully revealed in the Old Testament. Paul's revealing now something that had been revealed to him through Jesus himself, as he was one of the apostles that Jesus had chosen to come and to share the word of God. He says, this transformation that we're getting, these new bodies we've been talking about, is going to happen in the blink of an eye, if you will. You know, the Bible actually talks about that in a couple of places. The rapture, we see it referenced in a few places in Scripture. We also see other places where there's another place where it talks about how the tribulation saints and the Old Testament saints are going to come to life and reign with Christ for the 1,000 years on the earth after the tribulation period. Let me just give you some of the scriptures that talk about how this is going to happen. Jesus in John chapter 14 in verses 1 through 3 said this, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." So here Jesus makes the promise that he's going to the Father. And if he's prepared a place for us, he's going to come back and take us to be with him where he is. And he says, in my Father's house are many rooms. They already exist. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. Listen to the context. The context is heaven, the Father's house, lots of room there. And he's going there. But if he goes there, he's going to come back and take us to go be with him. This is a picture of the rapture. But Jim, what about those who've already died? Well, Paul deals with that as well. And Paul deals with that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Listen to what he says. He says, "We don't want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who do not have hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command and the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." Jesus had said, look, I'm going to come back and take you to be with me. That Paul then clarifies and says, look, those who have already died and have gone to be with Jesus, they're actually going to come back with him. And we who are alive are going to be caught up and we're going to go meet him in the clouds, in the air, and go be with the Lord. Paul then adds in our passage for today in 1 Corinthians 15 that it's going to happen in a blink of an eye, in a twinkling of the eye. By the way, Revelation chapter 20. Listen to Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. He says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who's the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were ended. And after that, he must be released for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead didn't come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they'll be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Those who have died to go be with Jesus are with him. They'll come with him when he comes to rapture his church. And then at the end of the tribulation period, the Old Testament and tribulation saints will get their resurrected bodies and we'll all enter into the millennial kingdom with Jesus. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.